Talk.com.
It is 3 past the hour 3 here on the Gym Class Monday edition here on KGYM. Welcome in to a brand new week of shows as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Coming up, we will look back at the baseball regional down in Houston, Texas. Maybe we should have a rain delay before we do that. No, we won't do that. We'll get right into it. What a great regional run for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Came up a little bit short after the loss to the Houston Cougars last night. We will talk about that. Michael Oss, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Will be joining us as well. We'll talk about Iowa baseball with him and other sports topics. We'll do that. Great baseball weekend, and we will kick that around for you as well coming up here on the show and introduce you to our brand new guy on the sports team here at KGYM. All that coming up here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Alongside the former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Mark Dukes, and our brand new producer, Kyle Mann. It is Scott Unash taking you through the 3 o'clock hour Gym Class here on KGYM. What a weekend it was. Great things as far as the world of Major League Baseball is concerned. One sad thing in the world of Major League Baseball. That took place over the weekend, but a lot of great things to kick around. The Iowa baseball team and their stay in Houston, Texas at the Houston Regional. Pretty good for the number 4 seed down there. We will kick that around as well. Plus, all this week we have for you from the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup. It's going to be coming back to the McGrath Amphitheater at the end of the month, June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, with great music, finger-licking barbecue as well. Listen all this week right here on this very program during the 3 o'clock hour for your chance to score $30 in barbecue bucks. Plus, you and three friends get in free for any of the specialty nights, Thursday Country Night, Friday Barbecue and Buffet Night. No, I beg your pardon. Buffet Night. Barbecue and Buffet Night, Mark, because that is when they're going to do some Jimmy Buffett stuff. Saturday Classic Rock Night, Sunday Family Fun Day. More information can be found going to McGrathAmphitheater.com or our website, KGYMRadio.com. So we'll have that for you to give away on the program today and throughout the week. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And, it was a terrific weekend to follow some sports and a little steamy and hot for my good weather-wise. But it's very comfortable today, around 80, and we're in the midst of, so some of that kind of weather, I guess. And
it's June now, man. Yeah. It's June.
So. Personal welcome to Kyle Mann. Very much looking forward to working with Kyle as we go forward here. Actually, he's going to be sitting in with me next week as you take a little sojourn to Wisconsin to take in the U.S. Open. But Kyle's been around. He's been our associate producer, or one of them, for a while, and he'll do an excellent job. And like I said, looking forward to, he shows up today, his first full day of work, and he's got some kind of throat issue, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, welcome to the Gym Class. Welcome to KGYM. I know you've been on our show. You've been on APC several times as well, but and then you come in with a cold, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually blaming Alex Kuhn. I'm going to say it's all Alex's fault.
That just doesn't sound very good.
Well, I think it sounds better than you were earlier today.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm not talking about that. Oh. The fact that he's blaming Alex.
Oh.
Well,
Ohio State's right. Blaming Thad Matta. Well, we'll get to that.
I have a few issues with Alex. He had actually been using a vinegar honey solution for his throat issue last week. He just told me to go take a shot of that, and I went to do it. Boom. All vinegar. Honey's still sitting there at the bottom of my shot glass. So I just took a nice shot of vinegar. Straight vinegar.
How'd that go?
It was terrible.
Alex said, you did it the right way, though, because your eyes are watering.
Yeah, he thought that was good, but I got the hiccups.
What should people know about you?
What should you know about me? Really?
You're a good West Sider.
Yeah. Proud West Side.
That's a good place to start.
Southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Born and raised. There's really not a whole lot interesting about me. I broke some vertebrae in my day, fell off a cliff.
You've done a lot, man.
Yeah. I have some stories. I'm just not good at throwing them out there right away, you know? I don't want to assume that you guys are interested in me.
We'll hear more on that.
We'll get
your
to
stories
it.
As they unfold here as you go through your tenure as our producer here.
But I think our fifth one in the history of the gym class. Am I right about that?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I think Kyle's number five.
You are number five. Number five. So
not that we've run anybody off.
No.
I don't think.
No. We're not Ohio State.
Oh. What do you guys think of that?
You know what? It's very interesting. It's a mutual parting of the ways. In case you're wondering what the heck we're talking about, Thad Matta has been either has resigned, fired, stepped aside, retired. Just take any of the above. And he is no longer the basketball coach, men's basketball coach for The Ohio State University, not coming down this afternoon. And Gene Smith and Thad Matta both at the news conference, which tells you probably not fired, but I got a feeling Thad Matta didn't volunteer to do this. He's had some health issues, back problems, foot problems, things like that have curtailed his ability to get out on the road to recruit. Probably doesn't help that Ohio State has missed the last couple of NCAA tournaments. They've had very young teams. They had personnel leave their program.
Well, in 2015, they had a top 5 or 10 recruiting class, and all five of those
left
players are gone.
Yeah,
and speculation, pretty widespread, is that poor recruiting has had as much to do with this as his health issues. And the state of Ohio is chock full of talent. I don't think there's any question about that. But in the same token, Matta had numerous consecutive 20-win seasons. He went to the Final Four championship game one time. And the guy, I don't think he forgot how to coach.
No. He was number one as far as Big Ten all-time coaches that had a tenure over 10 years in winning percentage. Think about that. Better than Bobby Knight. Better than Tom Izzo. Better than Gene Cady. Pretty good pedigree right there.
Well, what's odd is that Matta is going to participate in the hiring of the new coach, which says it was, you know, sounds like fairly mutual parting of the ways.
13.
Who's Ohio State getting now?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a big-time job.
It's a great job, but it's also late in the process.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing about it to me is this is such a weird point in the offseason. You know, you usually make a coaching change right after the season or midseason if things are going too poorly, but, you know, you're coming up on the start of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got, I mean, you're in the middle of all the summer activities going on right now. Everybody's tied into that. It's going to be very hard. They may have to go the assistant coach route for a year and wait it out for the 18-19 season to kind of throw it open. And then you get a possibility of somebody, one of your assistant coaches, taking over for a year and they have a gangbuster year. And bang, then they're up for that job. So it kind of clouds the waters a little bit more.
Coaching staff right now, Dave Dickerson is the associate head coach. Don't know a whole lot about Dave.
Former head coach.
Chris Gent is an
former
assistant.
Ohio, remember at Ohio State he played? Very good shooting guard for the Buckeyes.
Greg Paulus.
Another former player.
Yeah.
Dickerson has head coaching experience. You would think Gent's a beloved Buckeye, though. Is it like Michigan? Do you have to give it to a Michigan man? You have to give it to a Buckeye alum. That would put Gent right there front and center. My opinion. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Where does Ohio State basketball go? What's it do to the Big Ten, which is looking very strong next year? Thad Matta was in Ohio, in Columbus for 13 years, 733 winning percentage. He was 337 and 123, won 5 Big Ten championships, 4 Big Ten tournament championships, had 5 Sweet 16s, 3 Elite 8, and 2 Final Four appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty darn good. Very good. That's very good. Very impressive resume right there.
Gent has had some time in the NBA as well, which may be to today's college players' liking. I don't know. He may have some input in terms of early outs type thing.
Had a cup of coffee anyway.
Yeah.
Out there. 319-366-1600.
Speaking of coaching, the former Randy Peterson, who seems like yesterday was the co-college women's basketball coach, he was hired at Washington today.
Yeah. Which is that Washington St. Louis or Washington
University?
Not the Huskies.
No.
I think it's Washington St. Louis.
Washington University in Missouri, yes.
Great D2 school, though.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic D2 school. So congratulations to Randy and Duez. Duez Henderson, of course, Randy's husband. And they have a small child as well. So awesome to see that. Moving back to the Midwest now. So great to see that. 319-366-1600. And we'll talk to Mike Halas coming up in a bit. We'll have our giveaway for the barbecue as well coming up. I think Alex is angry with you.
That's all right. I mean, we're going to have a lot of time together to talk about it moving forward, but I'm probably not going to use any of Alex's home remedies anymore.
You're going to use your own remedies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'll figure something out.
Very good. Well, Kyle, welcome aboard, man. It's great to have you on, and I know you're going to do a great job.
Look forward to it, you guys.
All right. Kyle Mann, our brand new producer right there. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up in just a little bit. Let's get to, before we talk college baseball, let's go ahead and give you our Emil's Hideaway poll question, Mark, and that is at kgymradio.com, and we'll get to the happenings as far as Major League Baseball is concerned over the weekend as well.
What's the biggest headline of the weekend in MLB? Would it be Edison Volquez's no-hitter, Jimmy Pearsall passing at age 87, Albert Pujols hitting his 600th home run, a grand slam, no less.
Against the Twins.
Or the Astros winning their 10th in a row.
Go ahead and vote, kgymradio.com.
Emil's Hideaway, located on First Avenue Southeast, next to Home Depot and behind Taco Jones.
Yeah, and Edison Volquez was terrific. He's got great stuff when it's all together, and did it for the Marlins the other day. Pujols, we were kind of all waiting for that 600th to come. He hit a rocket down the left field line just inside the pole at the Big A, and did that against your Minnesota Twins. But mm-hmm. Twins took 3 out of 4 in the series
mm-hmm.
In Anaheim for that one. So chalk that up very well. And you mentioned Jimmy Pearsall. Tried to find some Jimmy Pearsall audio, and the only audio I could find from Jimmy Pearsall was on from Disco Demolition Night. And I didn't want to put two things together like that. Disco Demolition Night, because he wasn't the star of that. I mean, that was just nonsense that got out of hand. But if you don't know Jimmy Pearsall, a guy that not only in the booth had a very checkered life, but also prior to that in the world of Major League Baseball. Played for 5 different teams. Of course, battled bipolar disease. Movie was made about his life and his career. Fear Strikes Out, starring Tony Perkins, I believe in the late 50s it was, that chronicled just what his career, what he had to put up with, etc., and the way he dealt with things
mm-hmm.
before, you know, back in that time, just reading about it a little bit today, you didn't really talk about anything like that. It was pushed down. In this day and age, you know,
it was in the shadows for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And good movie. Jimmy Pearsall didn't like aspects of the movie. He hated Tony Perkins playing himself because he called him, he said he had no arm and he couldn't play. Sounds like a lot of baseball movies out there. But then Jimmy Pearsall became a broadcaster, mainly with the Chicago White Sox, teamed up with Harry Carey. There wasn't a more colorful duo in the history of Major League Baseball, in my opinion, than Harry Carey and Jimmy Pearsall. I wanted to find some audio of the game that Pearsall got kicked out. Now, he did He did.
As a broadcaster.
Okay. Was kicked out of a game, I believe in Detroit, because you were very close in Detroit to the home plate umpire. And he did, was reprimanded for giving a one-finger salute to an umpire during a game, was kicked out of a game, and was routinely on the White Sox management, White Sox on the field management, etc. Had a feud with Tony, the very young Tony La Russa, back in the day. But he and Harry were perfect for the Bill Veeck era Chicago White Sox, who, quite frankly,
there's a circus.
Were not very good, and probably had made more headlines off the field than they did on the field, except for about a half a season in 1977 with the Southside Hitmen. But they were fun. They were a riot. You'd had no idea what to expect each night that you tuned in to hear Harry and Jimmy Pearsall.
Well, Pearsall made his name after baseball, did he not? I mean, he was an okay hitter.
Very good fielder.
Good fielder.
Won a gold glove, as a matter of fact, as an outfielder. Also worked for the Cubs, I believe, as an instructor. Todd would probably know more about that than I do as far as that background is concerned. But the Cubs got rid of him as well because he was because he said that the management, upper management of the Cubs, needed to be fired. I believe that was Ed Lynch at the time. And, hey, turned out to be right. Was right about a lot of things. But the legendary Jimmy Pearsall passing away over the weekend.
Well, Cub fans probably would want the sweep of the Cardinals in the poll question. We had four good choices there, I think. And, it was very good for the Cubs to establish some momentum in that series. Games could have went either way. And a couple of games not very well played, really. I mean, it's at this point, it's 2.500 teams. And that could change a great deal by the end of the season.
Cardinals,
in terms of the rivalry, it was terrific for the Cubs.
Yeah. Until the Cardinals are just fundamentally right now, I've never seen the Cardinals worse.
It's too bad because they have very good starting pitching.
Yes, true. And the Cubs got the come-from-behind wins, I think, in each game. Schwarber hit the home run, the grand slam on Saturday to get the win in that one, and got the 7-6 victory last night in Wrigley Field. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment, we're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up in just a little bit. We'll get to Iowa baseball. Trust us on that. As the Hawkeyes, of course, most people probably missed it early this morning. I think right about midnight. Stroke of midnight almost, that the final out was recorded on the Iowa baseball season. 39-22, just missing out on the regional final. Houston and Texas A&M are playing right now down in Houston, Texas, for the regional final championship. Everything was kind of playing out perfectly. Davidson upset North Carolina in that other half of that super regional. People had visions of Dwayne Banks Field as the host for a super regional coming up next weekend. Man alive, that game had everything last night, though. Iowa fell behind early, got the lead, sent, I believe, six straight hits in the mid-innings, went behind by one. Jake Adams, and what a great finish to the season he had this year in his final at-bat. He hit one that's, I mean, not kidding, that may still be going. It was over the light pole in Houston in left center field. And we were talking before we got on the air, why in the world Houston gave him a pitch to hit with a one-run lead in that situation. I have no idea. But Jake Adams hit it, knew it immediately. Little bat flip, but that's when you hit it 900 feet.
A little bat flip?
When you hit it 900 feet, you can flip your bat, right?
That is a little bat flip for sure.
Yeah. Okay, a big bat flip, but whatever, whatever. Hey, after the Houston people started singing FarmersOnly.com songs, you can flip that bat all you want, Jake Adams. Tied it up, but then Houston, Wong got He hit one that wasn't.
That was a no-doubter, too.
Yeah, that wasn't a cheapie over the batter's eye in center field. Then they got an insurance run after that and won at 7-5. Hawks had the tying run at going up in the ninth inning, though, with one out. Had a chance to do some damage with the bottom of the order. And just a great run by the Iowa baseball team. And, yeah, they got their fair share of the bandwagon fans over the weekend. But, hey, no problem with that. More and more people know that there's a Division I baseball team in the state still. I'm all for it. And welcome aboard for following college baseball, and hopefully you'll be there next year.
I had no problem with it whatsoever either. I mean, Iowa baseball is not like football and basketball where you can see darn near every game. Very few Iowa games are on television. They have their own radio network, but until the postseason of the Big Ten tournament, that's where the following started gathering, I think. Because it was Iowa fans came on board as a baseball fan, and I think other folks as well, that, hey, a team in our state is in the NCAA tournament. I'm going to pay close attention to this, and I have no problem whatsoever. I think it'll help going forward, at least next year, as Rick Heller puts on his team on the field in 2018, but listen, college baseball starts when basketball season is still going on. Typically lousy weather in this part of the country, iffy at best. And it isn't until this time of year where you get some decent weather and meaningful games. And I thought it was terrific. The run that Iowa had as a fifth seed to win the Big Ten tournament, as a fourth seed to just drop a one-run game and a two-run game in the regional, had opportunities in the late innings in both of those games, had second and third against Texas A&M, down one, and just couldn't come up with a clutch hit. But it was fun to watch.
Showed they can play with some of the top teams
from
the top conferences, especially Texas A&M out of the SEC. There's no better conference in college baseball than the SEC.
I think postseason college baseball is... I've said this for a long time because I'm a big fan of the College World Series. Watching the regionals and super regionals and just some of the teams and players, and I think it's every bit as good as, well, maybe not the NCAA basketball tournament, but it's pretty darn close, I think, in terms of sheer excitement.
Yeah. What do you think? 319-366-1600. We can take your texts about Iowa baseball, Major League Baseball, etc. Mike Loss is going to join us in a couple minutes as well here on the program today.
319-366-1600 is our phone and our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If you'd like to learn more, go to jkainvest.com. 0024. I'm a quote-unquote bandwagon guy that jumped on his postseason, but more importantly, my 8-year-old son became interested.
Great.
And we'll follow next season and attend games.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear. And fill up Dwayne Banks Field next spring and summer. Well, spring, mainly, because it's that's terrific. 8-year-old getting interested in baseball, that's the name of the game right there. And Iowa's going to have a very good team next year. My guess is Jake Adams is probably going to go in the draft and shouldn't come back. His stock will never be higher than it is right now. So I think everything will be fine as far as that goes. But got a lot of young players on that team. Get C.J. Eldred back too next year, coming off the arm injury he had this year. So that'll be a plus there for Iowa.
Yeah, I would expect Adams to go the pro route. Reading Jeff Johnson's piece in the Sunday Gazette, he pointed out that Adams is somewhere between, projected to be anyway, between the 10th and 15th round pick, which is not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all. 319-366-1600, 27 past the hour of 3 o'clock, Monday edition of the Gym Class. We will take a quick break, come back. Mike Halas, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join us on the other side. So stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
When you're standing in the driveway late for work because your garage door won't go down, you don't have time for big door company games. So call Olinger Garage Doors, a small company with dedicated folks who are ready to roll up their sleeves and get you on your way. And they only use the best from North Central brand products, Olinger Garage Doors, based in Newhall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas, is now hiring installers and service people who'd like to join their team. O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, garagedoors.com.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch at your local Pep Boys location and let the performance speak for itself.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:31. It is the gym class here at KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. We have a barbecue bucks to the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup. We will have that giveaway coming up here in just a little bit. Mark, did you know 32 years ago today, June 5th, 1985, was the day that Ferris Bueller took off in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Did you know that? Is that another movie you have missed in your life?
No, I saw
you
the movie.
You saw Ferris Bueller.
I didn't realize that. All I remember about the summer of 85 is that Chuck Long was coming back to play football another year at the University of Iowa.
That was correct.
And that turned out to be a good decision.
That was a good move.
Yeah.
Very good move indeed. According to all the events that took place in the movie, it was on this day back in 1985. And also, for Mark and I, happy birthday wishes going out to Nelson Burton Jr., who made Saturday afternoon so enjoyable in the winter watching the professional bowlers tour back in the day. Was he kind of a mentor to us there?
After Ray Bluth.
See, I don't know who Ray Bluth is. You have to fill me in. On Ray Bluth. Is that another bowler, I assume?
Yeah. Look him up.
Okay. I'll look him up during the break. 3:32. Michael Oss joining us now here on Mondays, every other Monday during the spring and the summer. He'll be back with us on a weekly basis as we get closer and closer to the football season. You can follow him on Twitter at Halas, H-L-A-S. You can also go and read his fine stuff at thegazette.com. Joining us here today. Mike, how are you? You get some sleep after the late night, early morning Hawkeye baseball game last night?
I'm fine, and the good of you to start out with a 21st century reference.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, well, bowlers from 1942, Alex?
Is that when he was? Is that when Mr. Bluth was by?
I don't know, but I mean, what kind of? All right, what was the question?
Yeah, I was wondering if you were sleepy after staying up for the Hawkeye game last night.
Oh, you know, that was annoying waiting all those hours. I planned my day around the 3 o'clock game, and what? But they started around 8 or 8:30.
Yeah, 8:15-ish, somewhere around there.
That
I think
was annoying. That's, you know, baseball. The other sports, it rains, they play. Well, not basketball, but yeah, they do actually.
We get your gist.
I think we counted 5 delays between the Big Ten and NCAA tournament. So it was frustrating, not only for you and me, but a lot of people.
Well, the one thing that you did know is if they said a game was going to start at a certain time, you could do something else because they wouldn't be playing then.
True.
But, you know, the thing about it being in Houston is I thought, well, you know, Texas, the weather ought to be all right. But then you think about it, they built the Astrodome so they wouldn't have to deal with the elements. So I guess it makes sense that they would have storms.
We were talking earlier, Mike, that seemed to be several bandwagon fans come on board, and my opinion was, so what? How about yours?
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that, because people were attracted to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, obviously winning will always bring more people in. I don't care who it is, where it is. But I think that the way that the Iowa baseball team won the Big Ten title, the tournament title, was captivating the people. The more they watched the team play, the more they were drawn to it, the way they played. And then you had the first baseman who was unlike anything we've ever seen from Iowa baseball. Genuinely, that's not hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you sort of wanted to watch every at-bat the guy had because, you know, the ball might fly out of the park, and obviously it often did.
Talking about Jake Adams a little bit, 29 home runs to lead college baseball. He's right up there among one season leaders as far as all time is concerned. And I talked to some people over the weekend, read some things over the weekend. Where do you kind of put this in the annals of Iowa athletic achievement seasons or years? I mean, this has got to be right up there with some of the greats from the other sports.
Sure it does. It's hard to compare sports and seasons. You know, you mentioned Chuck Long a few moments ago, and certainly what he did in 1985. More recently, Sean Green running for 100 yards every single game. And you can go back in history, Niall Kinnick and so forth. Basketball, you can, you know, pick your player. Wrestling, the same thing. But so I don't know how you compare sports. But for baseball, I mean, look, no Iowa player had ever hit more than 22 homers in a game. And we're now talking about an age where these metal bats are not what they once were.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I saw what I thought was a very telling stat today that I don't know much about this stuff, and I don't pretend to, but in 2011, the NCAA mandated these, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's BBCOR.
BB Core.
Bats, okay?
Yeah.
And the composition is closer to wood than the bats that they had been using. And so, obviously, offense decreased, at least somewhat. Well, this was the seventh season of using these bats, and Adams hit more home runs than any player except for two in that time. One of the two was Chris Bryant, who had 31 at University of San Diego a few years ago. So that basically is a stat that speaks for itself. I mean, Iowa has simply never had a player who could hit home runs at anywhere near that kind of, you know. I mean, look, he had 5 in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of the 8th inning last night, they're down 5-4. He hit one what looked like it might have been 450 feet. You couldn't tell because the ball just disappeared.
Yeah.
That's prodigy stuff. It's just that was a truly special moment.
And you can thank the University of North Dakota for Adams arriving in Iowa City. You interviewed him and did a piece about what kind of guy is he?
Well, he just seems like a good-natured guy. I can't claim to really know him, but he seemed mild-mannered. And when he would hit home runs, it would always be interesting to me to watch his reaction in the dugout. I mean, he was obviously happy, but it also seemed like he had a reaction of, well, that's kind of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And, it is what he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did it very well in a fitting way in his final at-bat, more than likely as a Hawkeye.
It sounds like he's Major League Baseball draft's next week. Projections make it sound like he's going to be a top, a 10th round, 12th round pick somewhere in there. If I was a major league organization, I wouldn't be afraid to take a flyer on the guy because it looked like to me in the games I saw on TV that he plays a pretty nimble first base as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he does strike out a lot, but that's the nature of power hitters. However, it looks like he doesn't, his swing looks like it's pretty disciplined to me. And it looks like he's got a great batting eye. So, I don't know. I mean, who's to say? Who's to say this guy isn't a future major leaguer? I wouldn't bet against him.
Yeah. Mike Halas joining us here at 3:39 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM Radio. What does this all do? Great weekend coming up short, obviously. Didn't get to the final goal that Rick Heller and the team wanted to get to. But check off, new fans on board. Program continues to rise. What Rick Keller has done in the first few years of his reign as Iowa baseball coach has been just fantastic so far. Should have a pretty darn good team coming back next year, too.
Yes, yes. What it does, it's hard to quantify, but I think it does change things. I think you've got more people who are genuinely paying attention now, and certainly I would think that the program is even more appealing to recruits in the Midwest who might be more tempted, or less tempted, I should say, to flee to southern climes. I just think that it looks like the kind of program that you might want to say you could expect to see in the NCAA tournament on a regular basis. I think people forgot or didn't notice it. 2 years ago, they won two games in the NCAA tournament, so this is not a new phenomenon for them. But it was the way they stomped through the Big Ten tournament last week that the weekend before this last one. I think that's what really won people over. Playing five games in 4 days, winning four of them, gutting out that 13-inning game against Minnesota, and just making it sort of a team that you were really drawn to.
By the way, Texas A&M has won that regional with a 4-3 victory over Houston. So that regional is wrapped up. A&M goes on to the super regional. Mike, since we last spoke, Frank DeFord died, and I know you did a podcast with him about 5 years ago, but this is a guy that regarded as one of the great sports writers and writers, really, for that matter, of our generation. And in my mind, just had an ability to tell stories, and not only tell stories, but peel back layers of that story, and just in a very different way. And tell us how the DeFord interview came up and what you found out about him.
Well, 5 years ago, he did a piece for HBO's Real Sports, which he was a regular contributor to. And the story was on Iowa City West volleyball team winning the state tournament the season after Caroline Found was, killed in a vehicle accident. A real unlikely, amazing story, and somehow it got Frank DeFord, and he chose to do it. So he was in Iowa City on the weekend of an Iowa football game, and I went to the Marriott in Coralville and interviewed him the morning of that Iowa football game, and DeFord himself was just barely aware that there was even a football game in town that day. And so he sat down with me for the better part of an hour, and I asked him about the story and why he came here, and it was a grand time. I'll say that, because he couldn't have been more cooperative or more gracious. And, you know, he didn't know me from a hole in the wall, and wasn't the least bit wary. And he sort of lived up to everything I'd always thought about him before.
Will be missed, certainly.
I mean, Scott, you couldn't duplicate him.
No.
As a sports writer, it's frustrating to me sometimes when I read the very best, because it's like, well, you know what? Those guys are, that's just a level you can't get to. But at the same time, I went back and read a couple of his most remembered pieces. If you get a chance, go read the story he wrote about Bobby Knight in 1981. It's just a fantastic piece of writing. He had so many of those, of course. And it wasn't just Sports Illustrated, although that's where he, you know, carved out the bulk of his career, but the HBO show, and he was on the NPR for a long, long time, doing vignettes that were so well written and so enjoyable to listen to. Things that, while they had a sports bent, were something that everybody could relate to. And his philosophy basically was, the more you write about people and the less you write about numbers, the better you are. And I think that's 100% true.
Well, he also, as you know, Mike, started the National sports publication, and he hired some of the very best writers and at a very good salary. So indirectly, he helped you make what you do now. No, I'm just...
I did not know that.
Mark divulging too much here on the program.
I'm here to help 5 days a week.
It was one of the greatest. I mean, actually, you could only see that thing if you were in a larger city. You couldn't find it in Cedar Rapids anymore or anywhere. It only existed for about 18 months, but it was pretty cool while it was there.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time. Very much
ahead.
Well,
there never was a time for it, as it turned out. They got some Mexican billionaire to pour like $150 million into the thing, and it was $150 million the guy never saw again.
Yeah, true. 3:46 here on the Monday edition of the program. Just happening within the last hour or so, Thad Matta either fired, stepped down, resigned, retired, or whatever the case may be. His terrific career, 13-year run in Columbus for the Ohio State men's basketball team. I did not know, but he was among coaches that have been at a Big Ten institution for more than 10 years. He was the winning percentage leader. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, I know. If you look back, I mean, they would be 12-6, 13-5 every year in the Big Ten for a long, long time. And if you also look, he was one of the few Big Ten coaches who constantly pumped players into the NBA.
Yeah.
They were very good. It's really all you need to say. I mean, man, he knocked on the door of national championships, but couldn't quite bust through. But boy, he had some really good teams.
Where do the Buckeyes turn? Is it a stopgap with an assistant coach? Or, I mean, this is pretty late in the process.
Yeah, that's a tough spot. There was a lot of discussion about that today, that if he'd done this a couple of months ago, they could have swooped in and got Archie Miller from Dayton and beaten Indiana to the punch. But now it's June, so I don't know what you'd do. I almost think that you do go the assistant coach route and spend a year, sorting out applications from some of the best in the country.
Well, it's a plum job. There's no doubt about it. Great facilities, great tradition. Great conference. I mean, they're going to have a line of people wanting to get that job.
I would think so. I mean, certainly you'd be well compensated, and there's plenty of talent in Ohio. Always has been. It's a football school, but it's a football school that's had really good basketball, and I don't think that that would keep anybody from applying.
Al Pacino will play Joe Paterno in an upcoming HBO movie. Will that be must-see TV?
I like Pacino.
I would watch it. I would watch it. Yeah. Yeah. It would have to be better than that football movie Al Pacino was in before. I forget what it was called, but Oliver Stone directed it, and it was just the most over-the-top thing that you've ever seen.
What? I'm sorry. There are a lot of. I'm sorry. There are probably a lot of Oliver Stone fans out there, and I just made them angry. So I apologize. I apologize for that out there. You wrote on the about the blue turf coming to Decorah and Luther College. I didn't know the background behind that. That Boise State owns all of the copyright to the.
That's what Mike does. He informs you, Scott.
Yes, thank you, Mike, for that, because I had no idea that they were in charge of everything that had to do with non-traditional football fields.
Well, this is what separates the certain programs from others, is they have some genius. And Boise State hired somebody who had some genius to them and got the trademark on non-green turf. So, I mean, look, if somebody said Kingston Stadium, our, whatever they call it, what is it, field turf?
Right.
If that wears out, I don't know what the lifespan is. And let's replace it with, you know, pink and periwinkle turf. You got to get Boise State to sign off on it.
Crazy.
Very smart. I mean, they don't make any money off it. It's just they're protecting themselves, and they don't care if anybody else has yellow turf or black turf or gray.
Well, they would care if Oregon had yellow turf.
Well, it's a matter of time. But the blue Boise is very protective of, because obviously that's, you know, for decades now they've been synonymous with it. But they have let some high schools and few select small colleges use it, and now Luther's going to be one.
Crazy. Well, hey, it gets a lot of attention and might get some recruits up there. And the problem is Boise's had problems with birds flying into it. And up there in northeast Iowa, where that field is located, I'm hoping they're not going to have any bird problems. They think it's
because of the blue?
Yes.
Blown into the field?
Yes, they think it's water.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
and they do what birds do when they go into the water. And
birds, for all their many talents, don't have everything figured out.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
We've reached the end with Michael.
Oh dear. Hey, Mike, are you going to Erin Hills?
I don't know. I don't think so, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. I'll be
I'd
up
like
there.
To.
One
Where
round.
Will be there?
Friday.
Hmm.
So.
Are you just going up and back?
Up and back. Well, yeah, Thursday, Friday, but then back. So.
Oh, well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. We'll see how Zach does. Hopefully get this thing rolling and turned around and be a contender up there.
Well, if he gets a turnaround, excuse me, Mike, we're going to look back at the second round of the Memorial. Because he was 6-7 at one point, birdied 4 out of the last 5 just to make the cut. And, yeah. I mean, he did okay in the weekend, a couple 3-under, but that was a hell of a turnaround.
Yeah, I've been trying to follow the sectional qualifyings today, and Vince India, who played golf at Iowa a few years ago, was only a couple of shots out of a qualifying spot the last I looked. He's in playing in Columbus.
Springfield, I think.
Yeah, so, boy, if he could come up with a few more birdies and make the U.S. Open field, that would be a That'd be a pretty sweet story.
Yeah, he's at Springfield, Ohio. There's three other Iowa guys in Columbus. But, yeah, the last I looked, he was they're only taking four spots out of Springfield. So I'll have to make a bit of a push. But he's right there.
Yeah, he's a good player. He had a good weekend at the Web.com tournament.
Yep. All right, Mike.
That's all.
All right, very good.
Man, it's a nice day, though, isn't it?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Oh, God, the weekend was pretty hot, but I was outside a couple hours ago, and wow. It would make you almost want to move here.
Read his stuff at thegazette.com and follow him at Halas on Twitter. Mike, always appreciate it.
Another reason to move here.
There you go. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Mike Halas joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. All right, 3:54. We're going to go ahead and give you an opportunity to win our first of our barbecue giveaways this week. We got $30 in barbecue bucks, plus you and three friends get in free for any of the specialty nights. Thursday country night, Friday barbecue and buffet night, Saturday classic rock night, Sunday family fun day. It is at the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup from June 22nd through the 25th at the McGrath Amphitheater. We'll take caller number 6 right now. You get a chance to talk to Kyle at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
Public Clearing Home is here at the home of Barb White, winner of our $5,000 a week forever sweepstakes. Let's go surprise her with the good news. Oh my. Oh well, I've never seen anything quite like this, folks. It appears Barb has let her lawn go for a few years, maybe. We'll just go around the side. Oh, well, that's not gonna work.
Ooh, is that Public Clearing Home? Did I win?
Yes, ma'am, you won. We've got the check right here. Just need to get it to you.
Walk by the wind chimes next to the bug zapper.
Okay, sure. Okay,
duck your head under. Oh, I can't believe I won. This is just so exciting. Oh, dear. Are you okay?
You have a moat? You know what? We'll mail you the check. I hope you have a gigantic mailbox.
I do, in fact, right next to my gnome nativity scene. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Need landscaping? Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. We got you covered. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Get ready for a night of real country. One night loaded with favorites from Allen, Texas. Saturday, September 9th at U.S. Cellular Center. The Honky Tonk Highway Tour. From the 2017 Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, Allen Jackson, and special guest, Leanne Womack. Reserve seats on sale now at the U.S. Cellular box office or online at uscellular.com. Allen Jackson, the Honky Tonk Highway Tour.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Scott from Cedar Rapids. He is going to go to the barbecue roundup coming up at the end of the month at the McGrath Amphitheater. And more chances for you to win throughout the week here on the Gym Class. Also, the Todd Bromo Camp Show comes up next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, and they will have your opportunity to go play some golf for the Amana Colonies Golf Club this summer, as they're going to have a prize that includes one practice round of golf plus, or yes, one round of golf, cart, golf balls. There you go. They'll have that for you to win coming up on the program. We could have used that over the weekend.
Joe on the text sign, I can't believe Lester throwing to first wasn't in the poll. That was a headline for sure.
Yeah, it was. That was a biggie over the weekend.
Yeah.
Right there. As the Cubs took care of the Cardinals in three in a row. But our poll question at KGYMradio.com. What's the biggest headline of the weekend in Major League Baseball? Edison Volquez's no-hitter, Jimmy Pearsall passing, Albert Pujols in his 600th home run, or the Astros winning their 10th in a row. They're like 42-19. The Houston Astros are right now. Just playing amazing, amazing baseball.
Now to go to Kansas City and for a series there, and speaking of Kansas City, employee of the Royals, Cal Eldred, joining us tomorrow.
Yep, looking forward to talking with Cal. A little college baseball, a lot of Major League Baseball. Kyle, thank you for all the help. Tonight, Stanley Cup Finals, game number 4. Don't throw anything on the ice, please, if you're in Nashville. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. Todd Brommel Camp Show coming up next.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like